Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 534, which is intended for broadcast June the 2nd through 16th, 2020. I'm Brady Murray, and I'm joined telephonically by Dr. Jerry Plummer. Doc, you doing all right?
I'm doing pretty good. Is that Ronnie Millsap?
Doc, that is Ronnie Millsap, also known as WB4KCG.
That's him. Yep.
Did you know that? Did you know he is a ham radio operator?
Yes, I did.
That's a man who can wear out the keyboard. That was the first concert I ever saw, by the way. And I remember it well because he got up and ran all over the stage. You know, he can't see.
Oh, yeah.
But he had a feel for his parameters there. But I was looking through a list of folks that were ham radio operators. There's some real notable folks on here. Walter Cronkite. Wasn't he the most trusted man in journalism?
Oh, yeah.
Ham radio operator. All kinds of folks from NASA and Doc. That was just cool in some of the, you know, some of the negativity going around. We've got a rocket at the International Space Station right now.
Sure.
First
day.
Time in
sure
nine, nine, 10 years, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's amazing. And it worked. Everything worked great, you know.
It did. I'm just a fan of it, and I think that it's great that we're back to exploring space.
Oh, no kidding! It's great. It's that was a big move. That was really a big move.
Mm-hmm. So, Doc, 2020 continues and continues to create opportunities in a lot of ways. Primarily, I'm talking about in radio, shortwave, our local medium wave. Is certainly picking up new broadcasters as well as shortwave. And folks who listen to WWCR will note the return full-time of 99.80, 75.20, and 58.90. That's the schedule. You know, they're not all full-time, but that makes up the entirety of our transmitter number 4 schedule that will continue to broadcast the programming that was already there. And all other hours will be occupied by the Overcomer Ministry, R.G. Stair.
That's right. That's 99.80, 58.90, 75.20.
75.20 for a couple of hours in the evening, 58.90 overnight. And, Doc, the overnight was very important to me because we're seeing a significant increase in response to the station from folks who are listening in the evening and overnight, and I thought we really need to put another option out there. And I also I want to make it clear that I am very appreciative to the Overcomer Ministry for signing on to do this. This is not just something we're giving them. I mean, there's obviously a cost to running that transmitter, and they wanted to work with us. So I'm very grateful to have that.
Yeah, and it says that he understands that there is a response there. And I think that some of the things that you've heard from VORW is, again, proof that there's a response there.
Absolutely, and that the response is coming from folks who are not necessarily ham radio operators, but casual listeners, new listeners, et cetera. So,
oh, yeah, yeah, regular people, yeah.
You know, Doc, I was watching a webinar. I've done one or two of those lately, and this is from Smith Geiger Audience Research, recapping of May 2020. Mm-hmm. And here's some interesting, this is only within the U.S., right?
Okay, yeah, right.
Let me start with this. They have noticed a significant dip in listening and viewing between the hours of 4:30 a.m. and 7 a.m. You know, that's your drive time. That's when you get up and go to work. A lot of people working from home, et cetera, right?
Is that because people are working from home, you think?
People working from home, upset to the schedule. That feeds right in, I believe, to the response that we're getting overnight, late night, that type of thing. The schedules are a little different. And, of course, with shortwave, 4:30 to 7 a.m. doesn't mean a whole lot to us because we're broadcasting across how many time zones? I couldn't even guess, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're providing that wherever you are, whatever time you're waking up, going to bed, when you're productive, et cetera. But domestically, there's a substantial increase in the midday information, radio, television, from 11 to 1. And then it's kind of declining in the evening on television. And this is that's on television, but these figures do include radio quite a bit. And they're saying that 90% of folks are getting their local news from at least one local news platform. And, of course, radio is right in there among those.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I feel like based on the times that we cover across the board, you know, our programs that would come on 4:30 a.m. to 7 a.m., obviously those are going to hit folks worldwide.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
What 11 to 1, later in the day, et cetera. So I think that that's boding very well for shortwave. And another thing, Doc, that I noticed here, this was a comparison. It was really kind of a marketing thing that I was looking at, how to, you know, how to reach people during this very strange time where a lot of people are at home, et cetera.
Right, right.
This is interesting. Local news is still the most trusted news source. And Facebook is the least trusted, but most likely to be used.
Boy, that's interesting, don't you think?
That's what the folks reported, that they trust it the least, but that's what they're most likely to use. There is an age category here on another note, Doc. Ages 35 to 49 are showing significant increase in Facebook usage because of the connections that they have in that age range across the world. What's going on? And this is really all pertaining to COVID-19. That reminds me once again of shortwave radio. Maybe they're not following politics. Maybe they're just keeping up with folks. Maybe they know folks in other countries. What's going on there? What are the rules like there? Those are things that we're delivering right here at WWCR with an international audience.
That's right. That's exactly right. And, you know, I think, Brady, sometimes we may be getting an increase in shortwave listening because people are getting tired of hearing that same stuff over and over off the television.
And, you know, that fits right into another thing, Doc. The most likely thing that folks are advised to sell and incorporate with radio broadcasting is Instagram. Strangely enough, Instagram.
Instagram,
this is again from this particular study from Smith Geiger. They say that Instagram tends to be a happier media compared to Twitter and Facebook. And I made a little note, that's not unlike Christian radio. This is not constant doom and gloom and everything going bad and staying home. This is some source of happiness, inspiration. I think it bodes well for Christian radio. And those numbers are supported by social media as well. And that's what folks are reporting. It's a happier type of media.
That makes sense when you think about it. And there's no doubt with all this stuff going on that there's going to be a shakeout of differences between now and then. And it sounds like radio is rising to the forefront.
I believe it is. We're a local news source, certainly with our medium waves, but you're getting information directly from WWCR all over the world. And what we're seeing, we're also seeing declines in social media use in some demographics. And I think that obviously, folks are going to radio. In fact, radio, Doc, still maintaining very high listenership, even though they have suffered this huge drop in those early morning hours, which is typically your morning commute when people turn the radio on to go to work.
Well, that I guess that says that they're picking it up at other times, which says that overall radio is increasing in its usage.
It's certainly staying constant and at a very, very high level, no doubt. That's your local media. And in our case, you say, why do you keep talking about local when you're international? Because we're seeing, based on response, more casual response, folks who are listening and tuning in to shortwave radio. It's obvious to us as the folks who get the mail and email here at WWCR, you can tell when you've got a ham radio operator who's looking for a good find, which is a great thing, but you can also tell that there's a lot more casual listening going on based on the response that we're getting.
That sure is. That says we're getting a wider cut, a wider swath of listener.
And I think that our broadcasters are doing very well, you know, to the extent that they can. There's a lot of things that are shut down. There's a lot of money that is not being spent or, you know, not able to be spent. You can't get out of the house, right?
Is it possible, too, that the churches, since some of them are not meeting now, that they're leaning on radio a little bit stronger?
Absolutely. We have one broadcaster who says that 70 to 80% of their collections right now are donations that are going through their website. And the radio program only gives the website information. They don't ask for any type of funds on the radio program. They just ask you to go to the website. So some 70 to 80% of their funding goes through their website. And our numbers tell us that about 80% of the time when a person hears some website given or a podcast or something mentioned on the radio, they'll visit them online.
That sounds like that's true, Brady.
I think so. Doc, another thing I wanted to mention in the area of positivity, we have a broadcaster who's been on with us for a long time, and she's now on our local AM and added another night, and she is Wendy Wilson. She comes on Tuesdays and Wednesdays on 4840 at 7 p.m. Central Time. Is that 0-100 right now or 0-1, Doc?
Is she the Herb person?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay. I know you're talking. I'm sorry, what was the time again, Brady?
7 p.m., 4840.
That'd be 0000.
0000. A lot of folks are calling and wanting to follow up and get her information and website from us because she's talking about building immunity rather than, you know, the other side, which is far more negative. Building that immunity thing. And there's a lot of interest, especially here locally in Nashville, where she's also on, but I've gotten several responses to her additional run on shortwave. And, Doc, that covers Tuesday and Wednesday, 7 p. 4840. And I also want to make mention that Monday and Friday, we have added Tony Arterburn, and the program is called the Arterburn Radio Transmission. And I've also gotten some really good response to that program in a very short amount of time since it started with us as well.
What frequency is it on, Brady? Do you have 48, that?
That's 4840.
4840,
so
these
are all 4840. And then, of course, the only day I didn't mention there on 4840 at 0-100 UT is the Divided Kingdom, and that's a program that's been on with us for a long time. Lots of loyal listeners. And so, hey, that's prime time shortwave, Doc. 4840, 0-100.
Yeah, that's prime time right there. And there's a lot of people that listen to the Divided Kingdom and have for a long time.
Absolutely. Absolutely, that's true. Well, Doc, we are about out of time. You know, one of these days we're going to have to get together. We're doing this phasing stuff here in Metro Nashville, and the rules are very confusing about distancing. You're well. I'm well. I want to make a point to mention that on every program. Those who work here are well, but we really have to be very careful about following the rules. You know, they're fining folks. And
hopefully soon that we can do that.
I hope so, too. But for now, this is working out just fine, and it's good to talk to you. And we'll see you next time around, okay?
All right, Brady. See you next time.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.